This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we've been talking about the power of pink during the month of October. That's one of the things going on. A lot more happening as well with the Community Cancer Center, the Executive Director, Tammy Turner. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
So talk about what's been going on around your building.
Well, we have Power Pink going on right now, and we have an actual drawing. What Power Pink is October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and pink is known for breast cancer awareness. So we want to empower women to know their risks, and that's something that we like to bring awareness to everybody. Even men get cancer, breast cancer, so only about 1%. About 287,000 women will get diagnosed with breast cancer in the year of 2022.
Wow, that's a big number.
That is a big number. And about 2,700 are men. So men and women need to be aware of breast cancer. So know what's normal for you. If you're a woman, your risks are higher, 100% or 100 times higher than men. If you're older, that's another risk. Age, as you age, your risks get higher.
That was actually my next question, because I was curious with breast cancer if that did tie into age at all.
It does. It does. And if you've had breast cancer in the past, your risks are slightly higher as well for a different breast cancer in either the other breast or the same breast. Wow. It's not the same as a recurrence in the same area where you had your cancer, though.
Interesting.
Yes. And also, if you have a close family member who has had breast cancer, your risks are higher. And if you're a white woman, your risks are slightly higher than the other races. But if you are black and under the age of 40, your risks are higher in that category.
So a lot of information that you guys have there, and obviously a special emphasis this month.
Yes, it is. And we do have a basket that we are raffling off, and anybody can sign up for it. And you just need to come to the Cancer Center at 2880 Northwest Stewart Parkway. And what's in the basket is a Yeti Camino 35 carry-all tote, a two 20-ounce Yeti Rambler tumblers, $40 Dutch Bro gift card, Life Comfort Ultimate Throw, Euro Automotive Organizer, two Birdstock Home Utility Shovels, two Infinity Times One Auto Light with Emergency Tool, and a Type S Jump Starter Power Pack.
Wow, all kinds of things there.
So come to the Cancer Center. It's in our entryway, and it's on the right, and anybody can sign up for it.
So when do you do the drawing?
Drawing is going to be October 28th at noon.
All right. Now, you've got other things going on there, too. What's happening?
Yes. We actually just hired a nurse practitioner. She's an oncology nurse practitioner, and she will be seeing our patients for follow-up. And if you are diagnosed with cancer in the past and you want somebody to help with your primary care, she is somebody that can help them.
Wow. And Al, what's her name?
Her Cindy Kusler.
All right. So a new person there. And how many staff do you have at the Cancer Center?
We have around 23 employees and three physicians.
Wow. So it's been going for a long time. I said to somebody the other day, in the new Cancer Center building, they said that's not new.
Yeah. We actually, the Cancer Center building that we are currently at is since 2009. But we've been serving the community for 43 years.
Wow. A long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of legacy there. So yeah, 2009 is not new.
No.
But I remember when that was built, that was quite a project for that area. And obviously a lot of other things in the neighborhood there have developed since then. But it really gave you a lot more space and a lot more future potential than you had in the other building.
We did. We were only radiation oncology in the other facility, and we outgrew that facility that was on Umpqua Street. And Mel Cheney, he wanted to build a facility which housed all cancer care. And so the radiation oncology is on the first floor, which is who I manage as an executive director. The second floor has ancillary services such as a lab for Mercy, our community outreach program manager. It has Camp Millennium, who provides a camp for terminally ill children once a year. And it's an amazing program that they provide for these kiddos. And we also have Douglas County Cancer Services, who provides free cancer services for all cancer patients. So if you need services like hats, wigs, breast prosthesis, financial assistance. They can help any cancer patient. And then on the third floor, we have medical oncology, which is Steelhead Oncology. And they are actually a separate entity, and they're located on the third floor.
Well, I know for people going through cancer, I mean, we had that with someone in our family a number of years ago, the fact that you could do things here, because you got enough struggles and mm-hmm. stress and tension and all of that to not have to, go running up the road somewhere and be able to stay here and get the care you need.
Yes, and that is kind of the stigma that in a rural community, you can't get the best care possible. And yes, you can. We have one of the most state-of-the-art equipment for radiation oncology and amazing physicians that can provide care for our patients. And our physicians actually are staffed by Oregon Health Science University, and we have a provider service agreement. So OHSU is the staff of the radiation oncologist.
And you've got a board of directors too. What's their role?
The board actually oversees the operations. So we have a full board that meets twice a year, and they actually oversee any thing that we purchase over $500,000, like a linear accelerator is like $3 million. So that's something that our community board approves. And then our executive committee, which is nine of those 20, it's up to 30 members that are on the full board, oversees the operations, the daily operations of the Community Cancer Center. And I meet with them once a month. And we have some amazing community members that are on our board that just volunteer their time.
So if people want to find out more about the Community Cancer Center or get tied in with this Power of Pink drawing, when are you open?
We are open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and you can find out more information on our website as well. It's rosebergcancercare.com, and you can call us if you need, 541-673-2267, and come on over and see us.
All right, Tammy Turner, Executive Director of the Community Cancer Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.